Hi, Phil Aspin here from Aspin Magazine with another episode of Chart Watch, and actually this is episode 15, week 49. Now, Chart Watch and new release news is unique to the Now Spinning Magazine website, and it's where I look at some of the top entries of the UK album charts, and specifically the first position, to look at the breakdown between physical sales, and I'm particularly interested in CD and vinyl sales versus streaming. Because over the weeks as I've been doing this, I'm analysing and collecting the data for another video, which I know has been one of the most popular ones on the Now Spinning Magazine channel, which is Why CDs Still Rock. And part three of that series is going to go out over the Christmas period. And I've been collating lots of data, looking at CD sales and vinyl sales, etc. And for CD lovers, this is going to be an incredible video, because this is where I really dig deep into the data. And this time last year, we were talking about why CDs still rock, etc. But basically, because of how we felt about them, what I've been doing with Chartwatch every week is analysing and looking at actual CD sales at the top of the UK album chart. So that's to come. So make sure you subscribe and ring that little bell so you don't lose where you are now, and you don't miss out on that show when it goes out over the Christmas period. Also in Chartwatch and new release news, I look at new forthcoming releases across the spectrum. And since I've been doing this show, I'm now being sent tons of press releases by record labels and PR agencies from around the world. And so this is one of the first weeks where I'm going to be giving you quite a lot of insight and stuff that's coming up on the horizon. So let's dive straight in and look at what is actually at number one in the UK album charts in week 49. And it is Ollie Murs. He racks up his fifth number one with the album Marry Me. Now, this has sold 20,156 copies in the first week of release, taking it to number one. Now, that's very different to last week's figures in a way. Stormzy was number one with 27,800 copies released, which I'm going to touch on in a moment. But anyway, back to Ollie Murs. So 20,156 copies sold. Out of that, 16,993, I'm going to call that 17,000, I think, were CD. Okay, 17,000 out of 20,000 were on CD. 1,000 copies were on vinyl, 150 on cassette, 396 on USB, that's a new one, and 992 digital downloads and 625 sales equivalent streams. So CD sales on that was the bulk of getting Ollie to number one. And last week, Stormzy's, as I say, was 27,800 getting to number one, of which 14,000 were CDs and vinyl were 3,000. Now, the reason why I mention that again is because Stormzy has dropped down to number 12 this week, and I think his sales were, if I can find them in a moment, I should be able to. But the reason why I was going to focus on that is that Cliff Richard, who got to number two last week with 24,000 sales, still more than this week's number one, of which 22,000 were CD, he's actually at number four. So he's actually doing better in a way than Stormzy. He actually had 13,525 sales for this week, which was higher than Stormzy, as I say, who's dropped down. He's dropped down to 7,000 sales. So in the long run, Cliff has got, you know, he's doing very well. Also, Taylor Swift, who I said last week potentially could get back to number one, she is back at number two with 17,439 sales. So she's only 3,000 behind getting to number one again this week, which is excellent. The other news that I just wanted to touch on before I go on to new releases is Bruce Springsteen is at, he's dropped down again to 6,470 sales. So he's gone down to number 13 in the charts. Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, with the sad passing of Christine McVie, is, as I expected, has gone up the charts, and that's at number, it's gone up from number 24 to number 11. And do I have the sales for that? I think I do. Sales are 7,301. So that's done really well. But the other thing I wanted to touch on here before I move on is in the compilation chart, which I started to include last week. Now that's what I call music. 113 is there. And that's got it's number one in the compilation chart, sorry, with 8,016 sales, of which 7,581 were on CD. Now, overall, album sales are up to 2,293,786. And out of that, physical product, so that's CDs and vinyl, was 610,141. That is 26.6% of the overall total. And I said last week when it was 24.76%, how fantastic it was when a year ago it was about 15%. And this week it's even higher at over 25%, 26.6% of all album sales are physical albums, CD or vinyl. But I said that there's going to be Why CD Still Rock Part 3 is going to be over Christmas, when I'm going to take all the data I've been collecting while doing Chart Watch and show you how healthy the CD market is in the real-time world of the UK album charts. Right, moving on to some new releases. And first of all, I'm going to focus on, as I say, I've been sent tons of stuff now to include on this show, is from Cherry Red. And we've got the Auteurs. They've got a six CD clamshell box set coming out on the 10th of February. The Residents, the Rock and Roll Preserved Double Vinyl Edition on the 10th of February. Teenage Glam Page, clever. Can the Glam 4CD Clamshell Box Set on the 17th of Feb. And this is the follow-up to the first very successful box set on this. I mentioned this last week, but I've got the date now. It's the 3rd of February next year as well, which is Alan Parsons' project, the Turner of Friendly Card, 3CD and Blu-ray Limited Edition Box Set. And make sure you catch up on my Alan Parsons Project vinyl, the complete albums box set, which I reviewed just a few days ago as well. I mentioned the Van de Graaff Generator, the Bath Forum Concert 2CD Blu-ray DVD box set, 4-disc clamshell box. That's the 24th of Feb next year. Also, we have Sheena Easton, a CD, DVD and 12-inch yellow vinyl edition, also in February. Diane Warwick, Sure Thing, the Warner Brothers Recordings 1972 to 1977, which is a 6CD clamshell box set due on the 17th of February, which is good. I mentioned Trapeze, Don't Stop the Music, Complete Recordings 1992 and Bernie Mars and Big Boy Blues 4CD box set. They're both out on the 24th of February 2023. Igor Stravinsky from Cherry Red, Late Music, Sensual Music Radicalism, 4CD box set. We're going to be reviewing that here. And Sue's going to be joining me for that on the channel. And that's on the 17th of February. Ken Hensley, Past and Present, Songs in Time, 1972 to 2021, 6CD clamshell box set. I love Ken Hensley. And I would have so much liked to have talked to him. You know, and sadly he's passed away, but what a great artist he is. D-Side, the Bible Bashers 3CD deluxe set is also out. Now, Kraft Recordings have sent me information about Seether, who celebrate the 20th anniversary of their gold-selling debut, Disclaimer, which is an expanded reissue on vinyl, CD, and obviously digital, obviously, set for release on January the 20th, 2023. And it's a 3LP, 2CD set, includes the original 12-track album with all the hits, etc. Also, what I have here, Blackmore's Night have released a brand new version of their beloved classic Spirit of the Sea track, taken from the upcoming 25th anniversary edition of Shadow of the Moon. Kansas celebrate their 50th anniversary, released of Another Fork in the Road, 50 Years of Kansas. Which looks good, although I've got all the albums already, but you know, that's if you're new to Kansas, that looks like a good place to go. Also, we have what have we here? Crossbones Scully's debut album expected in 2023, via Better Noise Music. Now, this is a new act to me, although the people within it aren't that new. The Crossbones got an exciting multidimensional project that's the brainchild of guitarist, bassist, vocalist Tommy Hendrickson, who's Alice, you might know from Alice Cooper Band. He's a member of the Hollywood Vampires, which also includes Johnny Depp. And they've just released a new video called Evil World Machine. And this is going to be for their new album that comes out next year. Also, for the metal fraternity, there is Iron Void's highly anticipated fourth album called Naturally 4, which comes out on CD, vinyl and LP and cassette tape as well. Iron Void were originally formed by John and Seeley and Andy Whittaker from Solstice, the Lamb of Thoth, in 1998 in order to create an old-school doom metal band worshipping at the altar of Sabbath, St. Vitus and Pentagram. And that's due next year as well. Right, Creed's multi-platinum selling debut album, My Own Prison, is set for 25th anniversary vinyl reissue next year. And Proper Records have been in touch to tell me they have a series of vinyl reissues for anyone who likes Big Country and 10 Years After. So Big Country is The Crossing. These are all on the, this is all about the 27th of January to the 24th of February. So Big Country is The Crossing, Steel Town and The Seer. And also 10 Years After is Undead. That is a great, great live album. 10 Years After and Stoned Henge as well. Fantastic. Also, what else do we have? We have The Tangent. We're a great prog band with Pyramid Stars and Other Stories. That comes out. That's live recordings from 2004 to 2017. CD, vinyl on that. So that looks really, really good. Catatonia, currently on tour with Sowen. Sky Void of Stars is the new album, which is coming out on CD and vinyl, offering majesty, melancholy, wondrous riffs and dark atmospheres galore. Yep, that sounds about right. 2023 studio album, totally mesmerising, it says here, and I'm sure it is, because I'll be buying it. Available as a CD in media book and a double vinyl in gatefold sleeve. Riverside, I mentioned, but that is due on the 20th of January. Paul Carrack and the big band is 20th of January also. David Crosby, live at the Capitol Theatre, 9th of December. So some of these are more recent. Toya, 9th of December, four more from Toya. That's on, I'm sure that's, it is, Cherry Red. Well done for them. Hailstorm, Back from the Dead Deluxe, 16th of December. David Bowie, 31st of December, live in Los Angeles, 1974. Green Day, 27th of January, 2023, with Gloria. Uriah Heep, Chaos and Colour, 27th of January. I'll be interviewing Mick Box for that. Bob Dylan, Fragments, Timing of Mind Sessions, 1996 to 1997, 27th of January. Shania Twain, 3rd of February, with Queen of Me. Rival Sons. I should do something on them because they're one of my favourite bands as well. I saw them first supporting Judas Priest with Queensryche on the Epitaph Tour. Fantastic band. 10th of March, this is, with Dark Fighter. So we're way ahead now with these. The Answer. They're back. Great, great British rock band. 17th of March with Sundowner. Baby Metal, 24th of March with The Other Side on Cooking Vinyl. That'll, as I said, 24th of March, that's good. What else have I got? Eva Cassidy, I Can Only Be Me on Blick Street Records. That's on the 3rd of February. And Delane, I Love Symphonic Metal. And that's Dark Waters. That's on the 10th of February. Sorry, these are all over the place, some of them. It's the way they came in. And that is everything for this week's episode 15 of Chart Watch, new release news and CD and vinyl analysis. So before you go, make sure you check out the other episodes of Chart Watch or some of the other videos where I've looked at CD and vinyl, and make sure you subscribe. Thank you to all my patrons, Yogi, Clive, Chris and Andy, and everyone who's recently come on board to help support the Nowspin Magazine project. Tons of interviews coming on, loads of reviews. Look, check out the channel update video as well. It's everything's in there, and I shall see you on my next video.